Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joan Jett.
I'm a romantic at heart, believe it or not, Larry.
Def Leppard, Poison, Motley Crue at PNC Park on the big stage in center field. You want to go, Rob?
Well, if it depends if I'm going. Am I going with Kevin? I mean, or,
go with
feel
me.
Feel free to say no.
Yeah, I mean,
go with
I
me. You're going to see a different side of life there, Rob Taylor.
Oh, you should see Kevin out in public. He's a man of the people. He's out there shaking hands. When we do these live remote broadcasts, I have trouble just keeping him in his seat. Kevin, we're on the air here, but you know he's out there like the mayor.
I like talking.
Yeah, and it's good though. Big weekend in town. Needless to say, entertainment wise. By the way, we're going to talk to Bob Pompiani. They're carrying the game with the Steelers and Seahawks tomorrow night on KDK TV. And Bob, I think he's in his 23rd year doing the preseason play-by-play, and he'll be working with Charlie Batch.
And in a half hour, we have a familiar face and voice going to join the KDK Radio Morning Show.
Don't give it up yet.
Oh,
in case they didn't hear, we are changing the landscape of our coverage of high school football. Friday Night Lights, 2 weeks from tonight. But we're going to share who they signed. Huge contract.
Legend of high school football.
Think about somebody you've seen in the past for years who would show up at high school games, television cameras blazing, helicopters involved. I don't know.
Don't give away too much. Don't give away the store.
Can we loan them the drones we have now?
We have technology now. And speaking of technology and familiar faces, got a little creepy, I have to say, last night, although it was done in a cool way. But it sort of saddens me in a way, too. Harry Carey was brought back to life, almost, sort of.
At the Field of Dreams game.
Freaked people out.
Where they made that movie.
Oh, Ray, they will come.
All right. Let me hear you.
Brought back Harry Carey in a hologram inside the ballpark.
Yeah, so he's up in like the, you know, one of the suites at the ballpark. It looks just like him. It's a hologram. A lot of people who didn't know he was dead wouldn't realize that it wasn't really him in real life. It looked stunningly. I thought it would be a little bit. I thought you'd be able to tell that it was just a light image. No.
You couldn't tell.
It is spot on, dead ringer.
Did you see this, Rob?
Yeah, I saw it, but I just for a second I saw it. I didn't see the game, but just for a second. Yeah, it was very real life.
For those that don't know, at Wrigley Field for years, decades, so Harry Carey was their guy, right? Like Bob Prince years ago, then Lanny Fitzgerald here, Greg Brown, and then he would be at the seventh inning stretch. He'd be the guy leading, take me out to the ball game a lot of the time. So they would take a shot of the broadcast booth up in the ballpark there. And the way it looked last night, it looked like he was there doing it.
Yeah, it was a hologram.
3D.
It was just an image.
I don't know how they did it.
It was perfectly done. I think it was. I retweeted it if you want to see it at Kevin Battle on Twitter. And it was a little creepy. To me, I'd get a little emotional if I knew the man personally. And you saw that. It would sort of.
But this is good news.
It might be
for
a little
you.
Too much.
This is good news for you, Kevin, because you can bring back Randy.
Randy's been flushed.
Randy 3, the beta fish.
Do we want the bloated end-of-life Randy, or do we want the young, hip Randy when he was full of energy?
Well, that's the beauty of the technology. You make the call. And Harry had a nice suit on, you know, because let's be honest, towards the end of his career, you know, he looked a little ragged up there. Hank, me out. This was a little more refined Harry Carey. Check it out at Kevin Battle. He just tweeted it. And think about who you might want a hologram.
I don't know if I want a hologram anybody.
In the future.
I'd get too emotional.
I think in general, the stereotype of Pittsburghers who have made it on a big stage, like a Michael Keaton or Dennis Miller, or there's a whole litany, is in general, we in Pittsburgh don't think a lot of people who think a lot of themselves. Mm-hmm. And boast about, we don't like people who brag.
It's a blue collar.
Yeah, and I mean, that's us. And Billy Joel, he played it perfect last night. You know what he did? He sat at the piano and he said, hey, Pittsburgh, you know, they all do that. But then he goes, I got nothing new. And everyone started laughing. He goes, so I'm going to play all the old stuff. And people were just happy to have that.
And sometimes we don't want to hear the new stuff. We just want the old stuff.
Yeah.
It's good.
I want the stuff I know and love, not like when I went to Bob Dylan and he didn't play anything I knew and I didn't understand a word he said.
Okay.
I wanted to bring you some good news. I promised the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention relaxed the COVID-19 guidelines yesterday. This is going to be good news for a lot of people, especially as you get ready to go back to school. Some workplaces aren't 100% yet, and businesses. Guidelines say you no longer need to self-isolate if you've been exposed to COVID-19. You can remain at school or work wearing a high-quality mask for 10 days. But if you test positive for COVID-19, you still should quarantine for five days.
How many people were actually exposed and quarantined in the last year?
It was on the honor system, Kevin. So, but that was good news in general from the CDC.
Already they will come. I have an idea. We do this high school football, basketball coverage. How could we make that coverage better, Kevin?
We can recreate the Hoosiers gymnasium and put it here in our parking lot and use that as the place to play basketball. Then we can recreate a football stadium somewhere. I don't know, the Wolverina or something like that. I don't know.
Who is synonymous with high school football? How about John Fedko?
The Fedko Zone.
Oh, yeah. This is big. High school football lives on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA. And this year, our broadcast just got bigger. 2 weeks from tonight, the man who revolutionized coverage here in Western Pennsylvania, John Fedko, is on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh News line. Welcome to the team, John.
It's an honor to be on KDKA Radio, and I'm just so grateful to God for this opportunity. I mean, the team that KDKA has put together for our Friday night football coverage is amazing. I'm just a small part of that. I mean, Dan Zangrilli does an unbelievable job with play-by-play. Johnny Lee's a radio legend. I mean, I used to do a post-game show after Skylights, and Johnny Lee, of course, would be the guy who did the big game, and we'd have him on every Friday night. He's just so enthusiastic, so good at what he does. And then to be on the air with the incredibly legendary Mike White, who is really one of the all-time great high school football writers in the nation. I mean, that was when KDK called me for this opportunity, which again I'm so grateful to God to have. The first thing I said was, "Well, I get to work with Mike White, and yeah, Mike's with us." I'm like, "That's just that alone is an honor." His wealth of knowledge on high school sports is incredible. So I'm just looking forward, Larry. I'm a small part of it. I'm grateful to be a part of this legendary radio broadcast organization, and the team that KDK has put together is second to none. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Your name is synonymous with high school football in Western Pennsylvania, John. And last year, I was at the Thomas Jefferson at Gateway High School game, and somebody, I was talking to somebody, and we were talking about the coverage and, you know, the pregame and everything, and they were saying, you know, something's missing about the high school football coverage that KDK does and how great it was, but something was missing. And that person said what was missing was John Fedko. No lie. And so the first game of the week, high school football game of the week, is back at Gateway, Mount Lebanon, and you're anchoring the coverage. That's amazing.
Well, I really appreciate that, and I thank you so much for those kind words. I will tell you, and I did Skylights for 30 years at Channel 11. I'm not a guy that has a lot of talent. That's why I go to church every day, or even to 6:40 a.m. Mass at St. Bonaventure this morning, because I hit my knees and thank God 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, for the blessings He's given a guy like me who has no talent and just has been blessed by God with some miracles. Listen, Skylights was great because of those photographers. Guys like Scott Dobson, the late Tim Holloman, who I still pray for every day. He's passed away. Ward Hobbs. These guys, it was the photographers who made Skylights great. I would just go on the air, pray for a miracle, ad-lib all that stuff. But it was those guys who put the product on the air. And it'll be the same thing at KDKA. The reason our coverage is going to be so great, first of all, let's start with Mike White, who's just a legend, and Johnny Lee and Dan Zangrilli. I'm just going to be there to kind of throw in my two cents. You know, the great thing about KDK and this town of Western Pennsylvania is you guys well know, because you're both, you know, Larry Richard's a legend. It's a colloquial town. And I'll bring 30 years of doing high school football coverage. And I think that means something. I have a perspective of, you know, covering high school football here since 1987. I mean, the first year I did Skylights, North Hills won the national championship. But to be able to go to some of these unbelievable facilities where you talk about the field of dreams of high school football, when you walk into the pit at Aliquippa, when you walk into, just go downtown Clareton, the City of Prayer, I just love that place. I loved going to those games. When you go to Rochester, when you go to some of the Newcastle, some of these stadiums where you walk in and you can feel, you can just feel the history there, especially Aliquippa. An amazing story. A team that plays three classifications up. Are you kidding me? Some of the stories that even this year are going to be. Bell Vernon's got a great team with great players. It's going to be an amazing, amazing season on KDK Radio. And I'm just so grateful to be back and be a part of it. For me, it's going to be a real blessing just to go out, see the fans, the bands, the crowds, the people. You know, I just love going to Clareton just to sit in the stands and talk to the people. I mean, it's way more than high school football players, and of course it's their time to shine and get the coverage they deserve. But it's these towns and the atmosphere. Even Gateway. I mean, Gateway's got a lot of history. I love that stadium. I love that area there. I remember flying a chopper in, and you know that the stadium's right off the highway there. It's and landing in a field. It was like yesterday. I'm an old man. I'm 62. Larry and I are old. We've been around a while.
Well, so, yeah. We're with John Fedko. John's first broadcast 2 weeks from tonight. KDK Radio, Allegheny Health Network, Sports Medicine, High School Game of the Week, Mount Lebanon at Gateway. John, you have a couple more minutes, and that game at the Field of Dreams in Iowa was last night with the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds wearing throwback uniforms.
They had a throwback announcer in the booth, too. They had Harry Carey back from the dead. He was a hologram, and it was so lifelike it wasn't even funny. Was it creepy or cool? I tweeted it out at Kevin Battle, at Fedko Zone as well.
I still think there is something magical about baseball on the radio.
Yeah, but a hologram, that was amazing. I wanted to go hug the guy. But
John Fedko's with us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, a new member of our team for high school football coverage 2 weeks from tonight. John, for those that don't know, you left WPXI in December of 2010. You were the president of Vincentian Academy for 5 years and so, and in the meantime, the world is so small. Your wife Tina Simonetti worked with us at KDK Radio when I first got here, And so there's this connection. And your two sons, speaking of Field of Dreams, you've been there, and they're baseball players, professionals.
Yeah, I've been real fortunate. And my one son plays in the Minnesota Twins organization. And he started the season out at Low A, which is Fort Myers. I was at the game at Fort Myers when they called him in afterwards. He was just about 380 there, and they called him up to High A, Cedar Rapids. And we knew this game was on the schedule, that they were going to play a minor league game Tuesday night. It was August 9th at the Field of Dreams. And, you know, you hope he gets called up to Wichita and doesn't play in the game at one hand. On the other hand, you hope they don't, and he played in it. Well, he played in it. And it was insane. In 1989, that movie came out. I was 29. I'm not a big movie guy, but to me, it's without a doubt the greatest baseball movie of all time. My dad fought in two wars, Korea and Vietnam. He's buried in Arlington. You can see the Washington Monument from his grave. He's a lieutenant colonel in the Army. And my dad loved baseball, and he would take me to baseball games all over the country because we were living on military bases before we settled in Harrisburg. And I saw games in Kansas City. I saw them in Baltimore. I saw them everywhere, all over the country, because my dad was at Fort Leavenworth for a year, and he loved Major League Baseball. So that I saw that movie, of course, at 29. I'm crying like any man cries when they see that movie. It's all about, you know, father and sons in baseball. And I never realized at 29 would I ever dream that my son would play a pro baseball game there.
Wow.
So, you know, when the game got on the schedule, I prayed he was in the lineup, and he was playing every day. You know, by the time they got to that game, so he batted fifth, he played right field. He got an RBI single. He stole a base. He scored a run. And the crazy thing about that stadium, see, when I thought they were going to play that game, I thought they were going to play on the movie set field. I didn't know they built a major league stadium right next to the field. And to get to the stadium, the major league stadium you saw last night, of course, the game was on national television last night with the Reds and the Cubs. Kyler's game was on MLB Network on Tuesday. You have to walk through the cornfield to get to the stadium. You got to walk on the movie set, walk into the cornfield. You have to do it. And then you got to take a path through the cornfield. And all of a sudden, there's in the middle of a cornfield, it's a Major League Baseball stadium. It's insane.
That is magic.
It was. I highly recommend anybody who loves the game of baseball to take the 10-hour drive in the middle of nowhere and go see that place.
Well,
there's something about it that's unbelievable when you're driving through a cornfield. Even when you get to Dyersville, the little town, you got to drive 4 miles down a one-way little tiny road just to get to the movie set in the stadium. There's no parking lots. There's no major roads. It's one road. There's one way in. And it's in the middle of a cornfield. You'll see it just like in the movie. All of a sudden you see these lights, and that's a baseball stadium in the middle of a cornfield.
Well,
and to have listen, again, I don't say this. I go to Mass every day. I pray all day. I just thank God. I mean, I realize that I'm one of a handful of dads whose dad kid's going to play a professional baseball game at that stadium. He played it, and he got an RBI single, scored a run. He got to keep the uniform, and he gave it to us after the game, you know, because he's worried about his career. So I have the uniform he played in.
Well, I think the problem here is in 2 weeks is trying to get you to come out of your shell and give us that same passion for high school football. No, we're excited to have you on the team, John, and we'll look forward to talking down the road, too, because Kevin and I, every Friday morning, are going to be somewhere in the town of the home team. So we're going to have basically wall-to-wall coverage. So we're excited to have you with us.
Just grateful to be part of the team. And, the team that we've assembled, Mike White will be on with every Friday. I just can't wait for that.
Oh, you got
his brain. I mean, the guy's awesome.
He's awesome. You mentioned Dan Zangrilli. You got Robert Mangino on the field. You got Cale Berger and Ben Tenuta. It's a great team, and you're going to be
a great team,
big part of it. 2 weeks from tonight, the KDK Radio Allegheny Health Network Sports Medicine High School Game of the Week, Mount Lebanon at Gateway with John Fedko, the Fedko Zone. John, you have a great weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.